Let's start this hour with NPR's interview with President Trump's lawyer Rudy Giuliani, who said he's made a counteroffer to special counsel Robert Mueller, which may be Mueller's last best chance, those are Giuliani's words, to secure testimony from President Trump for the Russia investigation. These negotiations have been dragging on for months. Let's bring in NPR Justice Correspondent Ryan Lucas, who spoke with Giuliani yesterday. And Ryan, what do you think is going on here? Because Giuliani has probably already said this to Mueller, that this is his last best chance. Why is he saying it to you?
Well, I think that first of all, there's no reason for discussions about offers and counteroffers for these negotiations between the special counsel's office and the president's legal team to be discussed in public at all. The reason that they are being discussed is because it appears as though the president's legal team thinks that there's something to be gained from it. And it may be that it sets up an expectation in the public's mind that there is some sort of deadline for this to happen, a sense of good faith effort from the president, who has said that he would like to talk to Mueller. If it doesn't work out, if it comes to a head and it all kind of blows up, then it may give the president's team the opportunity to say, look, we were trying to get this done. The fault rests with the special counsel.
Yeah, well, we also have President Trump tweeting out about an hour ago, this is an illegally brought, rigged witch hunt run by people who are totally corrupt and or conflicted. It was started and paid for by crooked Hillary and the Democrats. Phony dossier, FISA disgrace. Those are the warrants that's the warrant court. And so many lying and dishonest people already fired. 17 angry Dems. The president making a case again that this is a Democratic, as he said, witch hunt. But of course, Robert Mueller is a Republican. And then stay tuned. Boy, that doesn't feel like, you're happy with negotiations.
Well, the president has made his views of the special counsel's investigation clear for quite some time. We've heard a lot of what's in that tweet before, but the negotiations between the president's legal team and the special counsel's office, that's a serious business. This is not something that you can just simply say no to if special counsel Robert Mueller decides that he does indeed want to pursue this. He does have other options other than just coming to an agreement.
Yeah, we'll talk more about those options.
Well, there's always the possibility that the special counsel could decide to subpoena the president, to compel him to testify. When I asked Giuliani about that, he said he doesn't think that Mueller wants to take that route because in Giuliani's eyes, special counsel would not win that battle. Now, there are a lot of legal experts that I've spoken with who have said actually the law is largely on Mueller's side in this case, and that if it does go to the courts, that Mueller would likely prevail.
Yeah. And by the way, explain why the president's lawyers wouldn't want him to just go in and answer questions about something that he claims he had nothing to do with. Why not go in and just answer the questions and tell the truth?
Well, Giuliani says that they have a lot of concerns about questions. Well, first of all, he wouldn't get into the specifics of what the offer was, mm-hmm. but they do have concerns generally about questions related to potential obstruction of justice. And the way that Giuliani describes it is, they have concerns that this could be a perjury trap, that the president would get a date wrong, would say something that's a little off from what's in a document or somewhere, and therefore be caught in some degree of perjury, and therefore he could be held accountable for that. So the easiest thing to do is to just not testify or to negotiate terms in which he would answer questions in written form, for example.
Well, and you have the president saying, stay tuned. Did you get a sense that we're going to get a sense soon of what's happening?
Giuliani has tried to put a date on this. He says that he would like to see these negotiations wrapped up by September 1st, which is just around the corner. That's just a couple weeks away. That's not a cut and dry date. That's a date that he's floating. He says that anything later than that would interfere possibly with midterm elections, which is something that the Justice Department doesn't like to do, is have an investigation that would potentially impact elections. But again, this is part of, I think, the president and his legal team's effort to kind of ramp up the pressure on the special counsel to get this investigation wrapped up as quickly as possible.
It's interesting. Giuliani said you don't want to do what you did in the last election, which is have, you know, an interference in the election because of FBI investigations. Ryan, I just want to ask, in the few seconds we have, this is all happening as President Trump's former campaign chair, Paul Manafort, is on trial. Day 8, you've been following that. Might that end wrap up soon?
Well, the prosecutors said yesterday at the close of the day that they have around 8 witnesses to call. They expected to wrap up with all that by the end of the day Friday, which means they would conclude their portion of the case by the end of tomorrow. We don't know whether the defense will call any witnesses, but it seems like we're in the last couple days of that case there.
NPR Justice Correspondent Ryan Lucas, thank you so much.
Thank you.